Archers, for week commencing Sunday, November the 11th, 2001.
Ambridge gathers to remember.
Morning, Joe.
Mr. Woolley. Not a bad turnout, is it?
Not considering the weather.
Quite a few more than last year.
And there'll be others who've gone straight into the church. War never seems to go away. War's the pity.
Morning.
Oh.
I was worried I'd be late.
Morning, Otto.
Morning.
One of my charolais picked up a stone in the foot. I couldn't come out without seeing to it.
Oh, that's right. Mustn't meet animals week.
British Legion, the over 60s. Well, who else is going to lay a wreath?
I think Janet's ready.
Oh, it looks like it.
Let us remember before God and commend to his sure keeping those who have died for their country in war, those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all those who have lived and died in the service of mankind. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
You're all right for those dates?
Yeah.
If you can't cover the whole time.
Oh, I can.
I could arrange some extra help for you.
Nah, no need.
Well, if you're sure. It should be quiet enough here.
Yeah, January's dead anyway.
You're still taking on quite a responsibility.
There.
Well, it's no joke keeping your arm both shoots.
I know, but I want to do it.
Should be a good experience for you.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of being in charge.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying...
It's lucky I won't be away too long, then. I could find myself out of a job.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. And it all helps if you're going to run your own shoot one day.
So where are you off to?
France.
France? That's no good.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, we won't be no hotter than here.
I'm not after the sunshine.
Oh, if I had a holiday in the middle of winter, I'd go to Mallorca or somewhere.
Let's finish the other hobbies.
What's so special about France in January? You've got mates there or something?
Yeah, sort of.
Did you know me, Ed, and Mum went over there?
Yeah, for the World Cup, yes. Yeah, I've mentioned it once or twice.
Oh, you were great. We were in Toulouse. Where are you going?
Marseille.
Oh, you want to get to Toulouse if you can. Or Merriwell.
Yeah, I won't have time to dart about.
Oh, if you've got it all planned out, then, what are you going to do?
Look, William, it's not really important where I'm going or what I'm doing.
Oh. OK.
Right, I'll get this filled. Can you check this wrap?
Sure. I'm all right to get off after this, aren't I?
Yes, if you like.
I told you yesterday, I can only work up for lunch.
That's fine. Got anything particular planned for this afternoon?
Oh, what I was hoping to do is... nah, it's not really important.
I'm glad you could make it, Oliver.
Well, Remembrance Sunday is special, isn't it?
Yes. This year of all years.
Yes.
That was a very moving service, Janet.
Yes, wasn't it? The singing was wonderful.
And George played the cornet beautifully, as usual.
Yes, didn't he?
And it was nice to see the church so full.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I've arranged to see someone.
Bye, Mr. Woolley.
Bye.
Bye.
He's quite right, Janet. It was moving. And thought-provoking.
Does your family have any links with the forces, Oliver?
No, not really. Dad was in a reserved occupation during the war and farming.
Ah, yes.
I did have an uncle who served in Burma, though.
Like Mr. Pullen?
Hmm. Yes, I was very interested in what he had to say. Listening to, you know, authentic memories.
Oh, wasn't it fascinating? I take it you're talking about Mr. Pullen.
Hello, Shua.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, fine. I must say, I found it spellbinding. It was such a good idea getting a veteran to speak.
It was. I knew he'd served in World War II. But the memories of his father coming back from Flanders, I could see it was still painful for him to talk about.
Yes, even though he can only have been, very young at the time. He knew something wasn't right with his father.
It took some persuading to speak.
Well, I'm jolly glad you managed it. Now, I better head off myself. One of my charolais needs keeping an eye on.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
No, don't worry. Nothing to drag your husband out for on a Sunday.
Good.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye, Oliver.
No, stop that.
I wasn't sure you'd be here. Alistair said you were off to London today.
Oh, no, no, that's not till this evening.
Oh, Oliver, hold up.
I've booked into a hotel near the airport.
Wait up a second.
When are your parents getting in?
If everything goes according to plan, 5:20 tomorrow morning.
Oh.
I know. I certainly didn't fancy setting off from here in the middle of the night.
Definitely not. All the same.
Yes, I'm still going to have to get up horribly early. But it'll be worth it to see Mum and Dad back safely again.
Well, I'll do part-time then.
That's no good either.
Oh, come on, a couple of hours each day, that's all. I'll feed the stock for you, I'll do any odd jobs.
The answer's still no.
Look, I'd muck out, whatever. Well, come on, Oliver, you know I can do the business.
I admit you don't mind putting your back into it.
Oh, well then.
But there simply isn't enough work at Grange Farm to justify taking you on.
Well, I'll find things to do.
Yes, I'm sure you would.
Oh, come on, you'd be getting Mum off my back.
Is this her idea?
Oh, me getting a job.
Hmm.
Yeah, she won't let it rest for 5 minutes.
Well, I must say I agree with her.
I mean, where's the work round here?
I'm sure a bright young lad like you could find something.
Look, there's nothing going.
Have you looked in the papers?
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
You've got to sort out what your interests are.
Mum and Dad wouldn't mind even if I was a road sweeper as long as I got a job.
Well, everyone has to start somewhere.
Oh, it's not just Mum either. You know, it would do me some good with the youth offending team.
Ah.
It'll show them I'm making a real effort.
Well, given all that's happened, you're probably right.
Yeah, I know.
Look, if I hear of anything, I promise I'll let you know, okay?
Why not just take me on for a trial period or something?
Like I said, I can't justify it for my size of operation. Look, I'm sorry, Ed. There's nothing to do.
Oh, I'm not holding you up, am I?
No, just grabbing some lunch.
Oh, I'd have come through sooner, but Linda stopped me in reception.
I managed to dodge round her.
She was telling me all about Dumb Crambo.
Dumb Crambo?
Yes, a Victorian party game. She wanted my opinion.
Honestly, I've heard of it.
I haven't either. And 5 minutes of Linda explaining the rules hasn't helped. I'm no wiser than I was. It's the sort of thing I'm usually very interested in. But there are so many Team A's, Team B's, forfeits, hissing, mimes. I got completely lost.
Yeah, I often feel that way talking to Mrs. Snell.
You're not alone. Now, about Tuesday.
No, everything's in hand, Mr. Willett.
You're completely organised?
Pretty much so.
No problems?
Well, I was a scare with the beaters earlier.
Oh, no.
It doesn't help having two shoots one day after the other.
That's right. You've got an estate shoot tomorrow, haven't you?
Unfortunately, yes.
It's a shame that couldn't have been avoided.
Not my decision.
It was imposed on you?
Yeah, Borchester Land were very keen to accommodate some business contacts.
And that's created difficulties?
Some of my best beaters can't manage both days.
Oh, dear.
But with a lot of ringing around, I think I've resolved the situation.
I do hope so.
We'll muddle through somehow, Mr. Woolley.
We don't want to muddle.
No, when
it's
I say
so
that...
It's so important that Tuesday goes well. Some very long-standing clients are coming.
You said something about a chap from Coventry.
That's right. Ted Molam.
And he's been on the shoot before?
Oh, yeah, a few times.
I'm sure I remember him.
Oh, short, plumpish, with a rather flushed complexion.
No, I can't place him.
He's missed the last couple of years. You probably haven't seen him.
I think I have.
He's a big noise in regional advertising.
And you want me to make sure he has a good day?
Yes. He's been very helpful to the Echo in the past.
I'll keep an eye out for him.
Oh, please, Greg.
And if he's not enjoying the shoot, he can always come in for a game of, what was it? Don Crambo with Mrs. Snell?
I don't think Ted would enjoy that at all.
No, probably not.
Now, make sure he keeps his glasses on at all times.
He's not the best of shots.
Well, let's say it pays to make sure he's wearing them.
Will you be joining us to meet up with you?
Unfortunately, I can't. It's Peggy's birthday.
Oh, yes.
We've arranged to go into Felpersham for the day. George and Christine are treating us to lunch.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a sort of thank you for having them stay at the lodge, as well as being a birthday treat.
I hope it all goes very well.
And I hope it goes well for you here. I know it's not an easy time for you.
Sorry?
I admire the way you never let it show, Greg. But it's only natural for you to be feeling the strain.
The strain?
Oh, you don't have to pretend. I know you must have a lot on your mind.
What do you mean, Mr. Wolfe?
Well, running the Grey Gables and estate shoots side by side. Sometimes I don't know how you do it.
afterwards, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll buy you a drink.
Well, I might come down, Grandad.
Yeah, well, only if you got the time, mate.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hello, Mummy's boy.
Oh, great.
What do you look like?
Oh, just leave it, Ed.
Couldn't you have got a bigger bunch of flowers?
I'm not in the mood.
There ain't nothing wrong with flowers.
Well, there is if you go creeping around Mum with them. Look at me, Mummy, and a good boy.
Oh, you're not even worth arguing with.
Yeah, as it happens, them flowers ain't for your mother. Though there'd be no shame if they were.
Grandad? Who are they for, then, Will?
As a matter of fact, he's bought them.
Grandad, why don't you get off to the bull, eh?
Well, I wasn't trying to stop you arguing.
We're not arguing.
Sounds like
no, it. No, we're just messing around.
Yeah, that's right. Go on, it's too cold for you, are you?
Oh, well, as long as you ain't going to have words in public and give the family a bad name.
Of course we're not.
Yeah, I'm not even going to hang around and talk to him.
Well, isn't it, Keith? I don't want all the seats by the fire going.
But see you later.
Oh, get a pint of snake bite in for us, Grandad.
No chance.
Well?
Get off wherever you're going.
Well, if they're not for Mum, who are the flowers for?
None of your business. Why don't you get going?
Look, I'm allowing the green and I, same as anyone else. Why don't you get going?
I'm waiting.
Who for? Your girlfriend?
I'm seriously tempted to sort you out.
Oh, go on then. Smack me in the mouth with some daisies.
Oh, you don't want to find out.
God, I'm so frightened.
Ed.
Didn't even know you fancied anyone. I know I get it.
I'll clear off.
You're not waiting for someone. All it is, you don't want me to see where you're going.
I couldn't care less what you say.
No? Then why don't you walk across the green, go to number one and give Emma the pretty flowers?
Oh, watch it.
You have gone so red.
You're pathetic.
I'm pathetic. You wait till Emma sees you turn up with that big bunch of green flowers.
Well, I'm not asking your opinion,
she's
am I?
She's the biggest laugh she's had in years.
All right, so I'm going to see Emma. So what?
With flowers?
Yeah, it's what you give people when they're sick.
Oh, come on, you could have bought something decent like a CD.
Oh, yeah, and you'd know all about it.
She is going to crease when she sees you. Oh, I've got some lovely flowers for you, Emma.
For the last time, keep your nose out of it.
Why are we trying to... Well...
Oh, don't bother, because you don't know how to be nice to people, Ed. You only know how to put them in hospital.
There's a homecoming.
Mum! Dad!
Hello, darling! Oh.
Welcome back!
Oh, Shula! Oh, thanks for coming so early.
Oh, hello.
It's lovely to see you.
We've been seeing through very quickly, considering.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Shula.
Oh, how are you both?
Oh, very well.
We've had a very good flight.
You're both looking marvellous.
Well, we've had a smashing time.
How's everyone at home?
Fine, and all looking forward to seeing you back.
Everything all right at Brookfield?
Yes,
of course it is, Dad. Get over how well you both look.
It's all the sunshine.
Oh, I'm afraid we can't promise you that in Ambridge.
No.
Here, let me take the trunk.
No, it's all right.
Go on,
it's all right.
I can't wait to get home.
Oh, you seem to have been living in airports.
Oh. How's Kenton? And Meriel?
Meriel? Oh, she's a little in.
Oh. Now, it's this way to the car park.
You don't think we got the pegs a bit close?
It's not ideal, I admit.
Well, look, I'm not trying to tell you your business.
Oh, I agree with you. And I appreciate you getting up so early to help out.
Oh, I'm glad to.
The problem is, I'm going to squeeze another couple of guns in somewhere.
Uh-oh. Let me guess.
Last-minute arrangement. Friends of Matt Crawford.
Isn't that a surprise?
And if everyone's going to get a decent sight of the drive...
As if it isn't enough, him insisting on having a shoot today. He must know you've got one at Grey Gables tomorrow.
Nothing he does surprises me.
So, how many more pegs?
Two. You don't think it's a risk having so many guns here, do you?
No. There's enough space. It's just...
It'll be that much harder to keep everyone happy.
Aye. And you lose some of the friendliness when there's too much of a crowd.
Exactly. But Borchester land can't see that.
It's all about handing out favours in the hope they get something back.
Tomorrow should be more enjoyable.
Hey, you said Mr. Woolley's invited Ted Molem.
Yeah, that's right.
A word of advice about Ted.
What's that?
I know him of old.
Sounds ominous.
Make sure he has his glasses with him the whole time.
And Mr. Woolley said the same.
Well, I wish I could be there to keep an eye on him for you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You and Chris enjoy your meal with the Woolies.
Oh, we will do.
Yeah, you take him to Felfisham?
Aye. There's a great little restaurant behind the cathedral. Conway's.
I've heard it's pricey.
It's worth it for what you get. The food's first class.
I must remember that. Pepper, I'm flush.
We wanted to go somewhere special for Peggy's birthday. They've been so good, you know, putting us up.
Any idea how much longer you'll be staying with them?
Well, not too long, I hope. The house is coming on a treat.
Yeah, you're certainly pleased with the conservatory.
It'll be ideal for breakfast on a Sunday morning.
Sounds good.
And the decorators are starting today, so fingers crossed we'll be in there soon.
Right, shall we head on to Littleton Drive?
Yeah, fair enough.
Mitch! Mitch!
Where's William, by the way?
Oh, I've got him clearing the traps.
Only I wanted to know who he's courting.
Courting? What the hell do you think he is?
I saw him on the green yesterday with a bunch of flowers.
William?
He tried tucking them behind his back soon as he saw me.
Oh, yes.
You can't tell me there's not a girl involved somewhere.
Sounds a distinct possibility.
And we have been wondering, haven't we?
Yeah. I can't be working him hard enough if he's got time for that sort of thing.
Oh, nobody seems to be moving for miles.
No. You might as well turn the engine off.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Would you believe it? We fly halfway around the world without any problems.
And then as soon as we get home, we get caught in a tailback.
I don't think it's roadworks. Both sides were clear yesterday.
Oh, it's most probably an accident.
Mm. Oh, well, there's nothing much we can do about it.
No. So, Kenton's enjoying fatherhood.
Most of the time.
Oh, he's very good at Meriel.
Except Mel says he's developed nighttime deafness.
I can imagine.
He was very good at getting up for the first few weeks, but now...
Oh, let me guess.
He doesn't seem to hear.
Typical Kenton.
But mind you, she's not a whingy baby.
Good. Did you video everything?
Oh, yes.
Your father never went anywhere without a camera in his hand.
The scenic railway's a treat.
Oh, this was Coranda?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Ruth said it sounded wonderful.
Well, the ride up was. Through rainforest, hand-calf tunnels. Oh. You were so high, you couldn't believe they'd managed to build a railway up there all those years ago.
The actual village was rather commercialised, though, wasn't it?
Well, I thought so. I enjoyed the safari to Cape Tribulation more.
We saw plenty of crocs.
Crocodiles?
On the Daintree River on the way.
Oh, it sounds fabulous.
Oh, I hope Daniel hasn't lost his interest in wildlife while we've been away.
Certainly not.
That's what we've got for his birthday.
We saw this beautiful book with a video, all about Australian animals.
As soon as your father saw it, he said, that's for Daniel.
Oh, I'm sure he'll love it.
Oh, are they starting to... No, false alarm.
You know, you don't have to worry about calling in for his party.
Of course we will. Mm.
He'll understand if you're still recovering from the journey.
We'll be fighting fit by Wednesday.
But don't bother saddling up any ponies for us, though.
Spoil sports.
That seems a very good idea, letting Daniel and his friends have an hour's riding first.
Yes, then into the house for games and a birthday tea.
You do think the family understand if we're not out and about much before then?
Of course they will. Have you had second thoughts about your anniversary dinner?
No, not at all.
Oh, but that's not till the end of the week.
It's a lot to take on, cooking for all of us.
Well, that's what we want to do.
I mean, problems getting babysitters.
Oh, no. As soon as you emailed David with the idea, we all got something sorted out.
I mean, it's not that we don't want to see Daniel and all the rest.
Oh, it's all right, Dad.
We thought it'd make a nice change, having just the adults for once.
And since it's our first special occasion at Gid Cottage...
It's a great idea. I just feel guilty about you cooking the meal.
Well, don't. I'm looking forward to having my own kitchen again.
Mel insisted on doing all the cooking.
Except for Kenton's barbecue.
Yes, we'll show you the videos on Friday. You can see what they've done to their backyard.
Oh, at last.
Are we moving?
Oh. Looks like we will be in a minute.
Thank heavens. I'm gasping for a cup of tea.
And a few hours' sleep.
Yeah, we'd better enjoy the peace and quiet while we can. It won't be long before the gunners arrive.
Yeah, I've got sandwiches and coffee somewhere. Do you fancy some?
Oh, I don't want to deprive you.
Yeah, broad extra. It's the least I could do.
Go on, then. I've worked up quite an appetite.
Not surprised.
I've enjoyed it, mind. Back in the old routine.
You've been a great help. Now, where have I put them?
You can't beat an autumn morning. Not when it's crisp like this.
That's it.
Hey, Kennelman's got the hounds out.
Yeah, he often exercises them out this way.
A couple of riders with him. Is that...
Looks like Caroline Pemberton.
Ah. And is it Oliver Sterling?
Could be. Here you go.
Must be so frustrating for them all. Horses, hounds and riders alike.
No guarantee when they'll be able to start up again, is there?
It's been an all-round curse, foot and mouth.
Yeah, you open the pack, I'll get the coffee poured.
Right then. Hey, these look all right.
Proper wholemeal bread, organic ham, even the mustard's something special. can't remember what.
What's turned you into a gourmet all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's all from Ambridge Organics.
Ah, courtesy of Helen.
Don't worry, Mitch. I'll get you some water in a minute.
From what I saw on Friday, you and Helen are getting on well together.
Yes, we are, huh? She's getting more used to the idea of me going over to see the girls in January.
Oh, is that all settled then?
Oh, yes. I've got my ticket booked.
And Michelle's all right about letting you see them.
That's the odd thing.
What's that?
I phoned her on Saturday night to sort out the dates. She was almost civilised about it.
Well, that's good.
It makes life easier, but... Well, what I hadn't realised was she's broken up with her bloke.
Ah.
Pascal's off the scene.
Permanently?
Oh, that's the impression I got. Harvey's not going to make things more complicated.
Well, why should he?
Well, for a start, Annette and Sonia. I suppose they thought of him almost like a dad.
Well, they would do if he's been around a while.
I knew all along the girls were upset about something.
Do you think that's why Michelle's let them get in touch?
Could well be. Maybe she hopes seeing their real dad will help them get over the upset.
And how about you and Michelle?
No, there's nothing there. Not now.
No, I didn't think so.
But if her breaking up with Pascal means I can get close to my kids again...
Oh, you've got to grab the chance.
I mean to.
You know, that's the biggest regret of my life, losing touch with my two.
You never heard from them?
No. Why should I? I was never much of a father to them.
Sure, that's not true.
Unfortunately, it is, Greg. I did try with Terry. We even had a go at interesting him in keepering. But, well, we never got close. I left it too late.
You said he was in Germany last year? Mm.
Been a handful of Christmas cards since then, but that's about it. And as for Karen...
You never told me much about her.
There's not much to tell. None that I'm proud of.
No?
She was only 8 when me and her mum split up. I could have done a lot more to stay close to her, but...
It isn't easy, is it?
Oh, it's my own fault. I got caught up in other troubles when I came to Ambridge.
And you didn't stay in contact with Karen?
We gradually lost touch.
It's so easy to do.
I told myself it was probably best all round. I'd leave her, Terry and their mum to get on with their lives while I led mine. Mm. I wouldn't make them divide their loyalties.
It seems to make so much sense at the time, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't, Greg. Now, listen, I could pass Karen on the street now and I probably wouldn't know her. My own daughter.
It's an awful thought.
How did I let it happen? Now, don't get it wrong like I did. Get back into your daughter's life.
That's what I intend doing.
Well, don't stop till you have, or you'll always regret it.
Thanks, George.
Helen's a sensible girl. She'll understand it's about the children, not you and Michelle.
Hmm.
How did she take it? Hearing that Michelle had broken up from her fella.
Well, I couldn't see the sense in telling her.
No?
She's had so much to take on board already.
Oh, granted.
It's only natural she was upset about me going over there without her.
Oh, aye, but...
And if she hears Michelle's at a loose end, she might get the wrong sort of idea.
Well, it's your decision, of course.
Like I say, I have no feelings for Michelle. None whatsoever. So why risk upsetting Helen?
For what it's worth, I've found it usually pays to give folk the full picture.
I don't know, George.
It might not be easy.
All right, Mitch.
But you can make Helen understand she's no need to worry.
Sorry, I forgot your water, didn't I?
You'll have to choose the right moment, mind. But if I were you, I'd tell her.
You might be right, George. You might very well be.
Mike's under attack.
Blimey!
Mike, you haven't frightened him off.
Me? Frightened him?
Well, where is he?
Scared the living daylights out of me, him sweeping past like that.
Ah. It's all right. He's up in the maple.
How could I have my finger off with a brush cutter?
Sorry about that.
Well, it ain't your fault. I wasn't expecting it, that's all.
Well, we've been hunting.
Oh, right.
Hector flies a little way ahead and then waits for me to catch up.
Hector?
A heroic name for a heroic bird.
Oh. Any luck with the hunting, then?
We got close to a squirrel.
Oh, better luck next time, eh?
Let's see if I can tempt him back.
Oh,
a little piece of chick for him. Hector!
Oh.
Well done, Hector.
Looked like he was coming straight at me.
Oh, no, he's a well-trained hawk.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear it.
We've been out an hour, and he's made no attempt to fly off.
You haven't had him safe on the leash or nothing?
No, completely free.
Ah, them talons are quite summer.
Aren't they? This is the first time that Jessica's let us hunt on our own.
Oh.
And he's behaved perfectly.
She come through here a couple of minutes ago.
Who, Jessica?
Yeah, didn't stop to chat.
You did? She wasn't keeping an eye on me, was she?
No, nothing like that.
I've done everything right.
Yeah, I'm sure she won.
Haven't I, Hector?
I suppose she was familiarising herself with this side of the grounds or something.
I was going to say, we couldn't have done better for a first time out.
Yeah, except for actually catching someone.
Oops. Well, well, maybe next time. Ready to go back, Hector.
You off, then?
I suppose we'd better.
Yeah, well, he's certainly an impressive bird.
Isn't he?
Nice feathers and that.
Well, he's not long completed his molt.
Oh, really?
Yes. I saved all the old flight feathers in case he damaged any of the new ones.
Uh-huh.
You can always patch an old one in. It's called imping.
Oh, very clever.
Are you interested in hawks?
Well, isn't everyone?
Come on, then.
Hey?
Leave that. Look, come and see the rest of them.
Oh. Oh, he's got everywhere on
it. I told you, it's a real mess.
Sorry, Pat.
No, it's not your fault.
I stacked the yoghurt.
Yeah, but I think it was me breaking too hard when that lorry came round the corner.
I'll clean it up.
We'll do it together before the daylight goes.
Oh, you got somewhere to put all the cartons in?
Yeah, a couple of bin bags.
Well, if I pass them out...
Yeah, go on.
Oh. You wouldn't think a few yoghurts could make such a mess.
Well, no, it's a horrible job.
No worse than cleaning graffiti off the bandstand.
Drop them straight in.
Right. Mind you don't get splashed.
That's what Ed's doing.
Spent 5 hours in Dorchester Park yesterday. Ain't stopped moaning since.
Oh, dear.
Like I told him, community service is meant to be a punishment, not picnic.
And it's only the one day a week.
Can you open it a bit more?
Oh, there you go.
Tap. Yep, 5 hours once a week. Well, then, much is it?
A lot better than the alternative.
Edward Dan always remember that. The trouble me and Eddie had getting him up into Borchester yesterday.
Oh, you thought going to court had given him a fright.
Yeah, seemed to at first, but now I don't honestly know.
Probably just bravado.
Oh, he don't get on with his team leader.
No?
Reading between the lines, they've had a couple of runnings.
Oh, no.
It gets how you expect Edward to be in trouble all the time.
Has that boy got any idea what he puts you through?
Not yesterday. I answered the phone. Deep voice. Didn't recognise
him. Oh, Lord.
I thought, this will be the team leader. What's he been up to now?
Was it?
No. It's only someone booking for the ghost walk.
How many more cartons left?
These are the last. There's only the train to come.
Well, you must have been relieved.
For once.
How's the ghost walk coming along?
There's a few tickets sold, I suppose.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Thanks.
If it weren't going to be on our anniversary, I'd be pleased.
I know. Isn't that rotten?
Of course, Eddie says he's going to make it up to me. Some chance.
He might do.
And this yoghurt might turn to champagne. Pass us the bucket.
Now I'll wash the van out.
It's all right.
My turn to get mucky.
Oh, what's happened?
Bit of a yoghurt explosion.
Oh, looks like it.
You finished early?
Yeah, Annie's going to lock up. I wanted to catch up on the accounts.
Oh, will you be going out later or do you want tea here?
No, I'm in all evening. Beth's going to be busy clearing up after the shoot.
They give you any excuse, men.
Oh, we're meeting up tomorrow night. Thank you, Clary.
That's all right, then.
Well, good luck clearing up.
Oh, thanks.
Things must be going well.
Hmm?
Off with her and Greg. There were a real sparkle in her eye then.
There you are.
Yeah?
You see, every time you go hunting, you write it up in the game book.
Oh. Tuesday 13th, weather overcast, quarry, squirrel. Unlucky, it managed to nip up a tree.
The first entry I've made on my own account.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, I reckon it must be about time I got back.
Of course, there's a lot of jargon to learn in Falconet.
Is there? Perhaps another time.
It's 7:30, all right, on Friday.
I thought it was 8.
Well, hello, Mike.
Afternoon.
Oh, you're doing a great job with the nature trail.
Isn't he?
Oh, thanks.
Julia's happy to have Freddie and Lily a little earlier.
Well, that's all right, then.
Mum said it'd give us more time to look at the videos. And I think they've got photos, too.
Oh, yeah, how do your mum and dad get on?
They loved every minute of it.
They sounded fairly tired when I spoke to them.
Oh, they're getting over it now.
Well, I'm glad they had a good time. Give them my regards, will you?
Thanks.
Right, now, I'd better get back to clearing some of that hawthorn.
Oh, it's much too dark now.
My fault. I shouldn't have kept you yakking.
Oh, don't worry. It was, most interesting.
You might as well go home.
Are you sure? You don't want to shortchange you.
Oh, you're not. You're smartening the trail up very nicely.
I don't know why I ever doubted you were the man for the job.
I see you to say so.
And you've worked a long enough day as it is. What time do you start with the milk round?
Oh, too early.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, wouldn't be so bad if everyone weren't trying to turn me into the village postman as well.
Are they?
Well, for a start, I'm delivering the Bridge Farm veg boxes on me round.
Oh, yes.
As well as dropping off bump about Betty and Neil's hens.
That'll teach you to be so popular.
Yeah, well, and of course Eddie has to try and take advantage.
Well, what else would you expect from Eddie?
I asked if I'd mind taking some promotional material for his turkeys with me.
That sounds very grand.
There's a lot of old grotty leaflets. Mind you, after you hear my answer, I don't think you'll bother asking a second time.
Sorry to disturb you.
That's okay.
I only wanted to check that
it's all right, Mum. I phoned Gran already.
Well done.
She says she's having a lovely birthday and looking forward to you and Dad going round later.
Oh, how was the meal in Felpisham?
She really enjoyed it.
Oh, she should do.
Yeah.
Conway's.
They had the full works.
Don't tend to be George and Chris picking up the bill.
And then, after Gran, I got round to ringing Barbara.
Barbara?
Rawlinson. Our next blue cheesemaker.
Oh, yes.
You're still all right for Thursday?
Oh, yes, yeah, yes. Colin's coming in to cover.
Oh, good.
Have we got a clearer idea of how to get there now?
I'll head for Wales and then look for the A470.
Is that it?
Well, I've got the full directions somewhere. Yep, there we are.
Oh, honestly, Helen, your handwriting.
She says we have to be careful which farm track we go down.
Do you want me to keep hold of this?
Oh, please. She seems very hot on marketing.
Oh, that should be useful.
She mentioned some sort of link she's got with the local tourist board.
You know who else is taking a sudden interest in marketing organics?
Who's that?
Brian.
Pardon?
It's what Jennifer told me.
You're joking.
I'm not.
He's thinking of converting Home Farm.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, he's heard of opportunities for growing and exporting organic crops from Hungary.
What?
Jennifer says he's going to a meeting about it tomorrow.
He wants to start farming in Hungary?
Well, not personally. There's some chap who's been working over there who's looking for investors.
Yeah, so what happens to buying locally?
Yes, I know. It's not the philosophy, it's the profits Brian's interested in.
Well, it adds so many food miles flying stuff in like that.
If production costs are low enough, I can't see that bothering him, can you?
Oh, that's so cynical.
Of course it is. The trouble is, Jennifer was telling me as though she thought I'd be thrilled by the news.
What a hypocrite. All he's ever done is bang on about organics being a niche market.
I know. He couldn't have been more dismissive when Dad and I converted.
But when enough small farmers have built up consumer interest, he decides to take notice.
That's Brian. If he sniffs an easy profit, he's in like a shot.
Oh, where is it?
Hey, careful. Got all that to iron, yeah?
Where's my red shirt?
Where it was when I went out this morning, here in the washing machine.
Mum!
Well, I ain't had a chance to put everything out to dry yet.
But I need that shirt.
There ain't nothing stopping you hanging the clothes out.
What am I going to wear?
Something else. Oh, Edward!
That's the only decent shirt I've got.
No, it ain't. Go and look in your wardrobe.
I'm going to look a right state.
Where you going, anyway?
Out.
Well, I want you back in by 11.
What?
You heard me.
I heard you, but I don't think I believe you. How old do you think I am?
I know very well how old you are. It's how old you act as worries me.
Yeah, there's no way I'm coming in for 11.
Well, you went having another late night.
I can do what I like.
Yeah, well, since it's me who's got to get you up in the morning because you can't do it yourself.
I don't have to be up tomorrow.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't. I did the bandstand Monday. Dad doesn't want any help tomorrow.
You're still getting up at a reasonable time.
What for?
Because you're going into Bolchester to look for a job.
Oh, not that again.
Yes, that again. You promised Edward.
Yeah, you're worse than that youth offending bloke.
I mean it. You promised Emma too. Oh, I know you don't like being treated like a kid.
Well, why'd you do it then?
You're a young man now, I know that.
Yeah, you don't act like you do.
It ain't a one-way thing, that's the point. If you want to be treated like an adult, you've got to act like one. Now, Edward, I'm not trying to lecture you.
No.
All I want is to get one idea in your head. I just don't seem able to do it.
What idea?
What you don't seem able to realise, this is a really important time for you.
What are you on about, Mum?
You're not locked up, but you could have been.
They were never going to send me down.
They very nearly did.
Yeah, well, they didn't, did they?
No, you was lucky. You got a chance. And now you've got to use it.
Mum.
please listen, like an adult.
All right.
There's things you want. Better clothes, spending money, you laugh with your mates.
Yeah, that's about all.
You want a decent life, like everyone else.
So?
It don't come on a plate. You have to... Well, I don't... Set yourself going in the right direction.
I don't know what you're going on about.
Me, your dad, none of us can do it for you.
Well, I don't expect you to.
We shouldn't have to tell you when to get up, when to come in. You should want to find a job.
Well, I tried to. I mean, I asked Oliver.
Yeah, and he hadn't got one, but that don't mean you should stop looking.
Well, I am. Well, sort of.
If you don't start taking responsibility, well, you only need to look at your Uncle Alf.
No, thanks.
You don't want to end up like him, do you?
Well, no, of course I don't.
Then you've got to decide now. What sort of a life do you want?
David's concerned about his father.
I was going to do the feed.
What?
I said I'd do the feed this afternoon.
Oh, it's all right.
Sorry I'm late.
No, it doesn't matter. It's done now. Except for levelling off the trough.
And clearing what you've spilled in the doorway.
Eh? Oh, yeah.
It's amazing the cow's got anything.
Yeah. You got Pip to Daniel's party, right?
I've just got back. We were the last to arrive.
How come?
Oh, it was her own fault. We were setting off when she remembered she hadn't sent her email card to Usha.
Oh, silly girl. She's been on about it for ages.
So we had to log on, and it took us ages to find the right website.
Hang on, didn't you say Uzu was spending Diwali with her aunt?
She is. Don't tell Pip. She was so pleased at sending it.
Hey, I can't give you more feed if your head's in the way. Go on.
And Uzu will get it when she comes back.
I suppose so.
Didn't want Pip in the wrong mood for the party.
How is it going?
Well, they were all having a great time on the ponies.
I'll bet.
Daniel was showing off a wonderful video and book about Australian wildlife that Phil and Jill had got him.
Were they there?
No, they just arrived.
Oh. Did Dad look any brighter?
Not much. Is there another fork around?
Yeah, there's one by the stall at the end there.
Jill said they'd tried having a nap after lunch, but their body clocks are still messed up.
That was crazy of Dad coming over to clean the parlour this morning.
He did right sending him home.
You know he wanted to come back later and help move the ewes from Blackland's.
Oh, chef's broken on this.
Oh, look, it doesn't matter, love. I can manage this.
Well, we can go on lugging hay and silage out there for another day or two, can't we?
Yeah, of course we can.
Move them near at the weekend.
Yeah, plus I was going to be too busy helping Alistair with the PDs to move sheep.
I'm pleased how the diagnosis came out.
Oh, we've got a good number of calves coming.
And Lulu?
Yes, all right.
I told you she was pregnant.
Well, she didn't look it to me.
She's docile normally. You can't tell from her behaviour.
You know, the problem that we've got is getting Dad to just take things easier.
Well, that's the point of retiring, isn't it?
And we've got to make it clear we're not relying on him the way we used to. And then he might start to relax.
Well, your mum's just as bad.
Oh? What's she been up to?
Blitz and Glebe Cottage from top to bottom, from what I can make out.
What, catching up after the holiday?
Making it nice for the anniversary meal. She's taking it very seriously.
Hello. You're through to the Grundys. I'm afraid there's no one to take your call at the moment, but if you're interested in our wide range of garden services or would like to book tickets...
You would believe how heavy they are.
Clary!
I can feel my arms stretching.
Oh. Can't you come in quieter?
Eh?
You've ruined my recording.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'll have to start again.
Why are you changing? What's on the phone?
Because folks is getting muddled up when they call us.
Oh, not surprised. Old Rose is fed up listening to your rabbit on about compost.
I'm not doing it for your sister. Could be costing us business.
How come?
There was a message left about the ghost walk, only no details. The bloke wasn't sure if he'd got the right number.
Oh, and she says you make her sound like the Grumblies.
Eh?
Instead of the Grundys. That's what Rosie says.
Does she?
You seen anything about Edward today?
For about 10 seconds. He went off out.
Going to look for work?
What do you think?
I wish you'd say something to him.
I have.
He worries me, that boy.
I know, love. Look, why don't you sit down for a couple of minutes, eh? Leave the shopping.
That's all right.
Only they're not going to do me recording.
Oh, do you want me to go away?
No, it's all right. It'll only take a minute.
OK. Oh, first time I've been off my feet all day.
Right. Oh. Oh, Clary.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
This is important. First impressions.
Yeah, I know.
It's easy to put customers off.
Yeah. Oh. That all right there?
Here goes. Hello. You're through to the Grundys. There's no one to take your call at the moment, but if you're interested in our wide range of garden services, or you would like to book tickets...
Oh,
flipping
heck.
What's
the matter?
Nothing.
Nothing important, Joe. But you don't need thermals. Yes, it's lovely and warm.
Well, I need them for later when me and Eddie goes out.
You didn't say he was off nowhere.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be very busy this evening.
We're having a practice of the ghost walk.
Yeah, to make sure it's all right for next week.
What do you want to do that for? You know all the stories off by heart.
Well, in the stories, Clary, it's the ghostly apparition that needs working on.
How did you manage to spill so much?
I don't know. I must have a rare and precious talent.
Something like that.
And you're quite happy standing and gloating, aren't you?
Gloating.
Yeah.
I like seeing the cattle in this side of Christmas before they've grown tired of it.
Yeah, it's not a bad sight. All safely munching away.
There's too many farms where the sheds will be empty this year.
You know, Dad got asked a lot about foot and mouth and holiday.
He's done well to keep it out of Australia.
I think he got embarrassed explaining how bad we'd had it.
You can't have put too much of a damper on the trip, though.
No, I didn't do that. Right. That is it.
He says he's got some great videos to show us all on Friday.
It should be a good night. I mean, much as I love our little treasures.
It's a good idea not having them at the meal.
Yeah, uninterrupted conversation.
Now, there's a luxury.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
No.
The video of the Daintree River. My dad, Crocodile Hunter.
Is the scarecrow down safe?
Yeah, I got him here. Now, you be careful.
Get the torch out of my eyes, then.
You break your leg if the branch goes.
Here's the rope.
And I ain't carrying you all the way back.
It'll be fine if you stop blinding me.
Well, we need to rethink, Eddie.
Coming down. Mind out of the way.
That wasn't very convincing, you know. Well, he looks like that Lawson, all right. Except where some of the straws come out.
I'll soon fix that.
Well, it's the movement what's all wrong. He wants to glide up in the air like a ghastly spectre.
Oh, he did. Sort of.
He didn't. He was jiggling round like a belong, Cassidy.
Oh, we need a second pulley, that's all.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah, and have him hovering between two trees.
Somebody's coming.
They mustn't see Black Lawson. Get him behind the tree. I'll hold the rope.
Hello?
Hurry up.
Who's there?
Oh, I've done it.
Oh, I might have known. Oh,
that's a very nice flashlight, that.
Evening, Greg Turner.
What are you two doing up here?
Minding our own business, as it happens.
What business is that?
What's it to you? Aidan Wood wasn't part of the estate last time I looked.
Poachers don't tend to respect boundaries.
Poachers?
All dreadful nuisance, aren't they?
Very much so.
Spoil the countryside for the rest of us indulging in innocent pastimes.
And what might those be?
Oh, me and Eddie's mothing. Isn't that right, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
Mothing.
Fascinating little creatures, moths. Ah. You can join us if you like.
I'm not in a mood for jokes. Just remember what I said. And pass it on to your mate as well.
Mate?
There were three of you a minute ago.
Oh, you saw him, did you?
Where's he gone? Skulking in the bushes?
Yeah, that's right. Call of nature.
Well, make sure he knows poachers aren't welcome round here.
Will do.
And a very good night to you.
Three of us.
It took him in completely.
Is Black Lawson the business? Or is he the business?
It's only a pity Greg Turner won't be on the ghost walk himself.
Aye?
His manners enough to make anybody's hair stand on end.
Yeah.
Are these glasses dead?
Yeah, they are.
Get them out your way, then.
Oh, thanks.
I take it the pints for Greg?
I don't know where he's got to.
Can I take the ashtray as well?
Sure.
We're shorting the playmans for some reason.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's give the table a...
What?
Your mum says Ambridge Organics has been busy.
Not too bad.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
You nearly had Ed come in today.
My Edward? Well, he ain't bothered about organic food.
Well, he was just looking in the window.
Oh?
Had some posters about concerts, I think. And they do come in.
He should have been the other side of town if he were going to the job centre.
Well, there is an employment agency a couple of streets away from us.
Might have been going there, I suppose.
Oh, Greg! I got your pint.
These two haven't been kept waiting too long.
Hi.
Hiya.
Good evening.
Clary?
Yeah?
I've just seen Joe and Eddie in Haven Wood.
Oh, yeah.
Any idea what they're doing?
Whatever it is. They're nothing to do with me.
They're definitely up to something. That's why I'm late.
Well, you're here now, and work's over.
Yeah, good thing too.
Oh, it seems like ages since we've seen each other.
Doesn't it?
Missed me.
What do you think?
Well, I thought you'd be too busy with the two sheets to notice.
Not true. It has been a bit hectic.
Oh, did you enjoy the piece of carrot cake I got you?
Didn't get near it. It was swiped.
Stolen?
By one of the guns.
Oh, that's awful.
Said he'd muddled it up with his own snack because he hadn't got his glasses with him.
Oh, that's only a mistake, not stealing.
Yeah, George told me he'd lost his sandwiches 2 years running to the same bloke, Ted Mowlam.
Never mind. If it's any consolation, I'll bring you back a nice piece of blue cheese from Wales.
Oh, you're off tomorrow, aren't you?
Mum and I'll be up at the crack of dawn.
Crack of dawn? I call that a lie-in.
Oh, and aren't you the hero? And, what about France?
All the way, sir.
I shall awful about it.
Not bad, surprisingly enough.
Oh?
Most civilised.
Right.
No arguments at all.
Well, that's good.
She's happy for me to see the girls. She'd even got some information about hotels for me.
What?
The dresses, cost. Offered to book one if I wanted.
Oh, I thought you were expecting a shouting match.
Yeah, I was. And I was very relieved not to get it.
Why is she being so reasonable?
She can be when she wants.
It's quite a change, though, isn't it?
Yes.
What's triggered it off?
Well...
Has something happened?
I mean, maybe circumstances have changed.
In what way?
I'm not certain about this, but... Yeah, and this doesn't affect us at all.
Greg?
Well, maybe Michelle feels I ought to see the girls more, because... She hasn't actually said
it. It's not a money thing, is it?
No, not money.
She's after something, though.
No, not for herself.
It just seems so weird. Her attitude's changed.
It's quite straightforward. OK, I'm as surprised as you are. But Michelle's decided the girls need to see more of me.
Be careful, Greg. I don't trust her.
Maybe it's because...
I wish you didn't have to talk to her at all.
Well, it could be. The girls are getting older, know their own minds more.
And if they want to see you, she knows she can't stop them.
Oh, whatever the reason. I'm going to take advantage while I can, haven't I?
There's an unusual twist.
Linda? Oh, good evening, Caroline.
What do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm trying to twist this wretched coat hanger into a circle.
What on earth for?
It's the start of a kissing ring.
A kissing ring?
A Victorian decoration.
Oh, now, really?
Ideally, I'd be using crinoline cane. This wire's very awkward, but once I've got the right shape...
Linda!
...covered it with mistletoe and fir cone...
Does that seem an appropriate activity while you're on duty?
Oh, well,
in sole charge of the reception desk.
Well, it has been very quiet.
Perhaps guest end approach in case you get their eyes poked out.
I'll finish this at home.
Good. And in future, that's where you conduct all the preparations for your Victorian Christmas.
All I've done is start the kissing ring.
And organise some handbell ringers.
Ah, well, yes, there's that.
Yes, there is.
Just unfortunate they rang while I was on my break.
It's unfortunate I took the call, you mean?
I only gave them Grey Gables as a contact number to keep them as a surprise from Robert.
And then there was all the kerfuffle with the kitchen staff this afternoon.
Oh, well, that was Stefan.
Was it?
He's intrigued by dumb Crambo.
So you started playing it?
No, I was merely illustrating how a session begins.
And depriving Jean-Paul of his sous-chef and two assistants when he needed the most.
I needed at least three people, Caroline. You see, with dumb Cranber, you
Linda,
can't have an...
if you try and explain that game to me once more, I shall commit an act of violence.
Oh.
From now on, any Victorian activities will be carried out in your own time.
Hello, well, Mr. Sterling.
Is that clear?
Perfectly. Good evening.
Good evening. Hello, Caroline.
Hi.
Am I too early?
No.
Only if we're going to make the concert in good time.
Yes, I'm almost ready. Give me 5 minutes, Oliver.
Well, of course. Is something the matter? You seem rather tense.
She's probably had a brush with one of our guests.
Huh?
Some of them can be very trying.
I dare say.
Actually, if you've got a moment, Oliver,
mm-hmm.
What are your fingers like for bending wire?
I wasn't expecting it to ice up.
Well, Barbara warned us this is a frost pocket.
Oh, she wasn't kidding.
Do you want to clear the back window?
I've only got one scraper, I'm afraid.
I'll do the back then. Yes, in the car, Mum.
Do you want me to do all the driving?
No, let's do half and half, like on the way up.
Are you sure?
Why not?
Oh, I thought you might want to sleep. It's a very early start.
And for you?
I didn't have such a late night yesterday, though.
Wasn't that late?
Late enough.
Well, it didn't seem like it. Get in before you get a chill.
Oh, what it is to be young.
Barbara was just so full of energy. I feel I've had a shot of adrenaline. Right, that's clear.
Wasn't she terrific?
Yeah. How can anyone have so many good ideas about selling?
Come on, then. Let's get the engine running.
There's no packaging great.
Dad's never going to believe how many samples we're bringing back.
Oh, it's freezing in here.
Windscreen's still murky. Let's see if the wipers do any good.
Oh, and having school visits to see the cheese baking's a good idea as well.
We won't be doing that for a while.
Yeah, but once we're up and running?
Well, I suppose if children take an interest, there's more chance of their parents buying.
She's just so full of good marketing ideas.
It was definitely a worthwhile visit.
Oh, too right. I can't wait to get started on our own.
Excuse me. Ah, plenty of time for these before we go in.
Oh, thanks.
You had a look at the programme?
Yes, a strong mix.
Now, that's what I wanted us to come for.
Oh.
Knoxville, summer of 1915.
Oh, and Samuel Barber.
Marvellous.
I know the Adagio for strings, of course. I don't know this.
Oh, it's very different to the Adagio, but, well, every bit as good.
I hadn't realised you were such a music buff, Oliver.
Oh, I'm anything but. James put me on it.
Oh.
A decent tune's all I ask for. Classical, jazz, doesn't matter.
But, not the Tommy Croker band.
Ah, you've heard them.
Mr. Woolley mentioned your decision the last time he was in.
Have I made a dreadful faux pas?
Not at all.
Jack tried hard to convince me. Perfect for the hunt ball, he said.
He's wrong.
No good?
The dance band time forgot.
Pretty much the impression I got.
Oh, perfect for genteel tea dances. Not for setting a hunt ball alight in the January cold and gloom.
If a lot of the money raised is going to farmers in crisis, we need a decent turnout. So, the Red Hot Rhythms is the band I've booked.
Oh, that sounds more like it.
Of course, I should have checked with you first.
Oh, there's no need.
Well, with all your experience of these things, it's such a pity you're not on the planning committee.
Oh, I'd be no use to you.
Well, who knows more about using the Grey Gables ballroom?
If you've got a good band book, the hard work's done.
You know there's a lot more to it than that.
Well, yes.
I mean, how are we going to decorate the ballroom for a start?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, for you, maybe. You've got a terrific sense of style.
Nonsense.
That's why it would be so useful to have you on board.
I'd be happy to help.
Good.
If I weren't so busy. As you can imagine, that the run-up to Christmas and New Year.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to get frantic.
Yes, yeah, well, I can quite see that.
So, sorry.
No, perfectly all right. You know, I've never forgotten what a great job you made of my housewarming.
Oh, I put a few flowers out, that's all.
And dressed the table, moved the lamps round.
That was nothing.
You transformed the whole feel of the place.
I did nothing of the sort.
Everyone said how welcoming the house felt.
Anyone could have done it.
Anyone with your eye. Unfortunately, there's no one like that on the committee.
I'm still too busy, Oliver.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm sure you'll manage.
Oh, yes, we will. We have had some good ideas already.
Oh, good.
I mean, take the entrance to the ballroom.
What about it?
Well, you've got to admit the doorway's rather austere. I mean, it's not very inviting.
You're not the first to say that.
And we were all racking our brains, you know, how to brighten it up. We were getting nowhere at first.
And now you've come up with something.
What Ronnie Glenville suggested, and I think it's a good idea, is to have a giant cracker.
A cracker?
Yeah, well, I know the ball's after Christmas, but it could still work. Yeah, a great big gold cracker.
Oh, no.
Painted plywood or something, and have half of it either side of the door as though it's, you know, already been pulled.
That's much too tacky, Oliver.
Is it?
Yes. Trust me.
Oh, dear.
It looked like a bingo session, not a ball.
Well, I'm not sure how else we can brand it up, then.
Swag something warm over the architrave.
Sorry?
Red velvet may seem obvious, but it's that time of year.
Red velvet?
Oh, the hotel's got some. Drape it all round.
What a good idea.
And then the committee needs to create a sense of fun as people walk in.
And how would you, the committee, do that?
Well, of course, the first consideration is the lighting. Now, if it was left to me, what I'd do is make sure the chandelier...
There's a penny here somewhere.
That's a good
good idea, Eddie. Probably best to write my order down.
Oh, I was going to come back into the hall.
Well, I thought I'd save you the journey.
Yeah, sorry the kitchen's in a state.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Let's get that out the way.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, no, not at all.
What is that exactly?
Ah, there's the pen. Right. Fire away, Mrs. Snell.
Oh. Well, I don't need any of this immediately, of course.
Oh, no, I understand, but you can't book too early this time of year.
Right. Now, first of all, I'm going to need heaps and heaps of holly and yew.
Heaps of holly and yew. Easily done.
And I want to be quite generous with the mistletoe.
Oh, you can have as much as you like. Mistletoe. Plenty off.
I can provide my own rosemary, but I will need some box for my evergreen ropes.
Box?
Yes. Is that difficult?
Not exactly.
It is essential.
Well, it's not quite so easy to get hold of, that's all.
I can't do without it.
Oh, hold on. No worries. Mr. Booth's got a box edge.
Mr. Booth?
And he's out most Wednesday evenings. Box.
Excuse me, Eddie. I want this to be all above board.
Oh, and it will be. I'll go 50-50 with him, if I can't find it elsewhere.
Oh, very well.
Was there anything else? Mrs. Snell?
What exactly is this contraption, Eddie?
Oh, you mean...
These ropes and pulleys, or whatever they are.
Oh, that! That's for hanging the turkeys up before Clary plucks them.
Yeah. I see.
And since I'm taking your order, can I put you down for one of them as well?
Oh, no, thank you.
No Christmas turkey?
No, we'll be having goose. This is a Victorian Christmas.
Oh, is it?
I've already ordered two from Ambridge Organics.
Fair enough.
Sorry, Eddie.
No, it doesn't bother me. As long as your guests don't mind second best.
You sure about taking over?
Once you've had our coffees, yeah. I get bored with being a passenger.
You will take it steady, won't you?
Mum...
Sorry. You just seem to be buzzing so much.
Well, I can't promise to drive hunched over the wheel, peering out like you do.
Helen, it's dark.
I'll be perfectly safe.
Dad wanted to know what time we'd be back.
You got through okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, you were getting the coffee. I told him we'd be at least another couple of hours.
Mm, that's about right.
He didn't sound a happy bunny.
Oh, has Tom messed up concrete in the gate?
No, I don't think so.
He never gets concrete right.
No, I don't know how he's got on with that.
I'll expect it to look wonky when we get home.
No, Dad was annoyed about Brian and Hungary.
I thought he got all that off his chest yesterday.
Oh, there have been developments since then, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Brian's booked himself onto a trip to see some farms there in a couple of weeks.
So he is serious about it?
Well, he seems to be. One thing that made your dad laugh was all the information Brian's been given.
What's wrong with it?
Half of it's in Hungarian.
Well, I'm sure Uncle Brian will soon pick up the town for quick buck.
Oh, he probably will. In the meantime, he's hoping Siobhan Hathaway will know someone who can translate it for him.
Mm, yeah, well, I hope the chance through the nose.
It is awful, isn't it?
Pretty much what you'd expect.
I mean, if everyone starts cashing in on organics, small fry like us are just going to get squeezed out.
No, we won't be.
It could happen.
No, it won't, Mum. We're too smart for that.
I wish I felt as confident.
No, if you think about it, big operations like Uncle Brian's only follow where people like us lead.
That might have been true when
they were revived. We're adaptable. That's our strength.
Well, we've had to adapt, that's why.
And it works. The yoghurts, Tom's sausages, the shop. We're always one step ahead of the big boys.
It's not that simple.
And we're going to stay ahead.
Since you're so certain, I'm not going to disagree.
Good. And once we start cheesemaking, we'll get the same kind of response Barbara gets.
Let's hope you're right.
I am. I know it. Everything's going to work out.
Listen to you. Everything's going to work out?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
You've been very chirpy all day. I assume that last night...
Greg and I sorted out France.
Oh. Well, what's happening?
Well, it's all as planned. He's going on his own.
And that doesn't bother you anymore?
I'd still love to go over and support him. His ex-wife sounds like a monster, but if that's what he wants...
He doesn't want you to go?
No, but I understand why now.
What did he say?
He's trying to do what's best for me and for his children.
Oh?
And if he feels it'll be easier if he goes on his own, then I support his decision.
Oh, Helen, I wish it wasn't so complicated for you.
It isn't. Not anymore.
No?
No. See, that's what's so good. Greg and I had to... Oh, I don't know.
What?
Learn not to have secrets, I suppose. That's what we've done.
Have you?
Yeah. We've realised how important it is to be completely open with each other.
Someone's going to be late for the party now.
Yes, he had.
The lid was by the side of the tank.
And the stick insect's long gone.
Oh, no. Daniel was so caught up entertaining his friends, he hadn't noticed.
Sounds a good party.
Oh, it was.
Oh, yes, it was marvellous having the extra space.
Well, this must seem quite pokey now.
Oh, not pokey, really. Just too small for hordes of children.
Did any of the stick insects get into the snack
box? Oh, Nigel.
Perfect place to hide, I'd have thought, depending on the snack.
Oh, that's quite enough of that, thank you.
They're not still on the loose.
Oh, no, we rounded them up on Daniel's curtains.
Though we can't be sure we got all of them. They're very fast breeders.
Oh, what a thought.
Anyone for top-up?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
I'll wait till we go through for the meal.
OK.
Oh, I knew I'd left them somewhere upstairs.
Oh, there, you've got them.
Ah, now then. These are mostly shots of Cape Tribulation.
Right, and this is where you went swimming?
No sign of David and Ruth yet?
Ruth found, and they won't be long.
Yes, it's where I went in for a swim anyway. Your mother was happy to stay on the shore. I've got some video of this later.
Oh, the colour of the sea. Can I?
Oof. Isn't it fabulous?
I'll just see how Mum's getting on in the kitchen.
Oh, OK.
Alistair?
Wow! The beach looks deserted.
Well, there was our party and one other people carrier there, and that's all.
What would you call that shade of blue? Azure?
Sounds about right.
We got the driver to take this one of your mum and me.
Oh, no. What is Mum wearing?
Is that a hat or a small spaceship?
It looks spectacular.
Yeah, well, there's a story as to how she ended up wearing this.
I presume it was for a substantial bet.
I'll tell you when David and Ruth get here. You don't want to hear me repeat the same stories all night.
Isn't it a pity they couldn't be on time?
I don't know where my shirt is.
Oh, I've got it.
I don't want the blue chinos.
Get dry first.
Oh, it's been one damn thing after another all day.
Your parents nor will be a few minutes late.
Spraying, patching the hedge.
Will I pass?
You look gorgeous. Can I have the shirt?
I'm not sure about gorgeous. I'd say it was a presentable.
Then to cap it all, managed to put Bert's nose well out of joint.
How did you do that?
Gave him a roasting for not having the feed mixed.
Well, why hadn't he done it?
Because I told him yesterday I'd do it today.
Ah.
I asked him to concentrate on shifting the water troughs. He wasn't best pleased.
Anyone can make a mistake. I've had so much to think about.
Oh, my brain was in neutral when I opened my mouth.
Yeah, running this place by ourselves isn't easy. We knew it wouldn't be.
Even so.
No wonder we're both worn out. You're looking very smart.
Yeah, and colour-coordinated.
How?
Because the blue of my trousers matches the shadows under our eyes.
We're doing fine.
Not too bad. All the same, tonight's going to be great, but what I'm really looking forward to is Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Bert doing morning milking.
An extra hour and a half in bed.
2 hours if we're lucky.
Sounds like bliss.
Are we tempting fate sitting at the table?
Oh, they'll be here any minute.
You've done us proud, the way you've laid all this out, Jill.
The centrepiece is lovely. It's so nice to eat in the conservatory.
She hasn't stopped all day, have you?
I haven't done that much.
Oh.
And I still get driven out of the kitchen.
Well, if Shula and Alice are happy to take charge of serving.
Yeah, then let them.
I bet you've been slaving over the cooker all day.
Anything but. I even had time to run over to Bridge Farm.
Well, that was for ingredients.
I had a craving for buttered leeks.
Oh, excellent.
I'm not sure they'd go with the rest of the meal, but we've had such exotic foods while we've been away.
Mm, especially during the stopover in Singapore.
I wanted something very simple.
Well, I'm sure it'll be delicious, Mum.
Tony said Greg and Helen are still going out together.
Oh, very much so, from what I hear.
I thought it might have fizzled out while we were away, but Tony says they seem to be getting closer.
Ah, there are the latecomers.
I'll go.
Oh, thanks.
So, you're getting back in the swing of village life?
Starting to.
Yeah, too much in the swing for my liking.
Linda Snell collared your father this morning.
And how?
Sorry, we're late.
Wants me to play carols at her Victorian extravaganza.
Well, that should be great fun, shouldn't it, Dad?
Oh, of course it will be.
Now, take your thick coats, and then they'll be straight with us.
Oh.
Good. I'll tell Shula.
No, there's no need.
Hi.
It
smells lovely.
Mm.
Shall we start to serve up now, Mum?
I think so.
Do you want a hand?
Oh, no, we'll be all right, thanks.
Well, don't forget, Shula.
No, don't worry, I won't. Can we help?
No, you go and sit down.
Do you think we're going to fit everyone in, Phil?
Well, we're about to find out.
Apologies all round.
Sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You're here now.
Hi.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Not at all. You've just sharpened up our appetites.
I've got you two sitting there. Is that all right?
Yeah, fine.
Jill, have you
you done that yourself?
Well, it's nothing much.
It's the best scent piece I've seen in ages.
Oh. We didn't bring the eucalyptus back with us.
No? What a shame.
It's from the garden.
Well, keeping up the Australian theme, isn't it?
That was the idea.
Right, is everybody ready?
There's a choice of starters. You can have...
Can I suggest we all start with a glass of champagne?
I didn't know we had any.
44 years of marriage. That's got to be worth tasting properly.
Thank you.
And that'll teach you to be so nice to people, Mum.
Well, what else could I say?
I missed the start of this girl.
The woman with the hat.
Oh, that hat.
She was on safari with us to Cape Tribulation, wearing the most awful thing on her head.
But, of course, when she asked Jill for an opinion...
I had to say it was nice, didn't I?
Yeah, if you wanted to stay on good terms with her.
Only it turned out her grandson had given it to her as a souvenir and she couldn't stand it. And since I said I liked it, she very kindly insisted I have it.
Hence the photos on the beach.
Oh, I was hoping to dispose of those quietly while Phil wasn't looking. But, of course, he's got me on video as well.
No, quite simply, elephants take some getting used to. I mean, it's very easy to let them put on too much condition.
Well, I should have realised there was a problem.
Oh. Well, now you know what to look out for.
Well...
Sure is right, David.
Well, you've done well to have the others carved successfully so far.
Oh, Jill's glass is empty. We can't have that.
No, I'm all right, Nigel.
Pass the bottle over.
You've hardly touched a drop all evening.
I had the champagne.
Yeah. Alistair, will you do the honours?
Yep.
One small glass won't hurt, Jill.
All right.
Is tonight giving anyone itchy feet?
I'll say. Sunshine, warm seas, rainforest.
If Daniel had his way, we'd all be off tomorrow searching for kangaroos and exotic butterflies.
Well, if it stays as chilly here, we might well join you.
Well, the way into the arboretum is so much clearer now.
Oh, he's a good worker.
It's just as well. There's a lot more coppicing and clearing to do yet.
Well, if you're going to hire someone, he can't do better than the village strongman.
Didn't he do well at the fete?
Oh, except for losing to Jolene.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
And I hadn't realised how fascinated he is by hawks.
This is Mike Tucker we're talking about.
Yeah. Yes. He couldn't hear enough about them.
Is everyone ready for dessert?
Ooh, oh, yes, please. Not me, thanks.
Oh, you like it, Nigel. It's homemade chocolate... sorry. Homemade chocolate mousse.
Sounds delicious, Jill, but I'm saving myself for coffee, biscuits and the videos.
And you weren't worried?
Oh, the crocodiles were a long way off.
Well, they didn't look it.
Well, that's the advantage of being able to zoom in with a camera.
Anyone for more coffee?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
No, not for me, thanks, Bob.
Well, it's here if anyone wants it.
Right.
Were there any mints left?
Pass these to Elizabeth.
Oh, excuse me.
There you go.
Here we are, Lizzie.
Now, this next video was shot in Singapore.
Are you sure you want to show it now, Dad?
Oh, why not?
Well, it's getting rather late.
Oh, let's see. Oh.
You and Mum must be whacked.
Well, it won't take too long, and it's the last one.
In that case, let's burn the midnight oil.
Well, some of this footage wasn't shot by me. We'd met up with another couple in the same hotel.
Well, these are the people you mentioned over dinner.
Yes, that's it. And the chap volunteered to video Jill and me when we all went round the harbour together.
I've always fancied going to Singapore.
What was the name of that couple, Jill? From Swindon.
Oh, she has overdone it.
Jill?
More coffee, anyone?
Mum.
And we got some mints. Why is everyone looking at
me? You nodded off for a moment.
I didn't, did I?
Yes.
It's getting late.
And your body still thinks it's on the other side of the world.
Oh, I'm over the jet lag now.
I'm sure another cup of coffee or soon.
Mum, come on, it's time you went to bed.
Don't be silly, dear.
You've had a very long day, Mum.
Possibly go to bed. You can't desert guests.
We're not guests, we're family.
Exactly.
Honestly, Mum, you look exhausted.
I've got to admit, I am slightly... Excuse me.
Right, that's it. Dad, will you take charge?
Yes, they're quite right, Jill. You go up, and I'll hold the fort, and I'll show a bit of it. You've started me off now.
The pair of you both need to go to bed.
No.
I'm quite all right.
Mum, Dad, it's late, and you're both very tired.
Please go to bed. But it seems so rude.
Nonsense. Look, we don't mind at all.
No, we'll be offended if you feel obliged to stay up.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll be forced to gulp down our brandies and hurry off ourselves.
Well,
it's been a wonderful evening, and we can see ourselves out, Jill.
Well, are you sure?
Yes.
Of course we can.
Come on then, Jill. They're not going to be argued with.
No, we're not.
You honestly don't mind?
Of course not.
Well, we've had our orders.
Well, all right then. I am tired, I must admit. Good night, everybody, and thank you.
Good night, Mum.
Good night, Dad.
Thanks for a lovely evening.
Yeah, thanks.
Night.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
They're incorrigible. Who else would put on a meal like this so soon after getting back?
Oh, they never learn. At least we can do the washing up for them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, I'll do the glasses.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, let's finish the mints first. Have you taken them back, Nigel?
Journal.
Hmm?
They're clearing up.
Good luck to them.
They're a good bunch.
It feels more like home now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now we've had a family get-together here.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson.
Jackson. Anyway, sorry, Hal. No, it's Swindon.
Oh, it's cold out here.
Isn't it?
Who's locking up?
Shooter's got the key.
There's an act to this lock.
Well, we'll head off then.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you. We'll get going as well. Wasn't it a lovely evening?
Yeah, smashing. Even if the host did leave before the guests.
I hope they sleep right through the night. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Yeah, see you soon. Grab my arm, Izzy.
There we are.
Slippy.
Drop the key through.
Yeah, I'm going to. Good night, Mum and Dad. Happy anniversary. And welcome home.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Peter Leslie Wilde, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.